I'm excited to introduce you to Bloom, an audio erotica platform with over 1,000 stories, guides, and audiobooks. If you like the content here, you'll love this platform. They have something for literally every mood. They put an emphasis on consent, ethical sex, and aftercare in all of their stories. Creating an account is free. Just visit bloomstories.com and sign up. If you want to upgrade your subscription, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is a story in which I attempt to fuck you with my words. It was originally written for use with the Love Ents OSCE, but they have a whole range, some of which, like the OSCE, are rabbit-style vibrators that will trigger your clit and also your G-spot, some dick toys, some prostate massagers, butt plugs, some toys that are purely designed for clitoral stimulation. You can find a whole range of products on their website, which are app-enabled, and within the app, you can turn on the sound sensitivity function and listen to audio porn and have the toy fuck you with somebody's words. This is my attempt to write a story deliberately designed to build and fuck you to coming as you listen to it. Love Ents very kindly sponsor my website and they gave me this toy for free, but they only did that because I desperately wanted to do this and I fucking begged them to. I hope you enjoy it as much as I enjoyed writing and reading it. And if you would like to buy any of the products, please click on the links in the story. That way I get credit with my sponsor and hopefully they will continue to support my filthy work. First, I have to choose some audio porn. This is in some ways pretty simple. Not only do I have a huge bank of incredibly sexy stories, I also have an unrivaled knowledge of exactly which ones might work to get me off, seeing as I published almost all of them. Unfortunately, because creating audio erotica is a significant part of my job, there's also something a little work-related about wanking off to it, so for a while I struggle to decide which one to use. I can't use one of my own stories, obviously. Much as I love the sound of my own voice, I definitely end up with some high levels of post-orgasmic cringe if I actually rubbed one out to it. Other people who've written and read for me are technically my colleagues, so there's a weird line in my head that tells me it'd be crossing professional boundaries to make one of them the centrepiece of a grubby wank. But there are specific people whose voices I really love, and off the top of my head, I can think of a few audio porn stories that would make the grade. They tackle fantasies I happen to share. They're read with perfect vibration build, pace and rhythm. And importantly, they're horny enough that they won't just remind me of work. I line a few up in different tabs on my phone. Next, I fire up the Love Ents OSCE, turn the toy on and connect through the app. I've played with the sound levels already and decided that a medium setting for decibel sensitivity is probably best. I set it to 45, which is just enough to make the toy vibrate and oscillate when the words start pouring forth, but not so sensitive that it will pick up every rustle and shuffle as I get comfortable on the bed. It should also mean that louder sounds vibrate harder. So, as the story I've chosen picks up pace and volume and I get closer to coming, the words, and therefore the toy, will be working as efficiently as possible to get me there. When I first considered doing this, I was sceptical that the outcome would be horny. I thought I'd feel a little awkward masturbating to work that I'd helped to produce. Usually when I'm working, if something makes me horny, I'll walk away from my laptop and go lie down on the bed, frig myself off to something that my own filthy mind conjures, inspired by but never outright based on the piece of content I'm meant to be editing. But something about the idea of a toy that responds to audio stories struck a chord with me, because fundamentally I am horny for words, the rhythm of them, the pace, those neat little turns of phrase that make my brain tingle and my cunt clench. The anticipation on listening to someone tell me a sexy story when they're describing the sensation of someone's cock pressed up tight against their hole and they pause for an infinitesimally edgy little second before explaining how firmly that cock slid all the way in. For the first couple of minutes that the toy is inside me, I'm sliding it back and forth, gently tugging that deliciously oscillating inner section against my G-spot to make the most of every sentence that rumbles from my phone. It's not long until I stop touching it, though, until I remove my hand from the toy, leaving it snugly inside, and instead focus on listening to the fantasy. Listening to the meaning of the words and reveling in the ache that comes in the pauses. So much of this is about the pauses. For me, at any rate. Usually when I'm masturbating, I'll push myself quickly to the edge and then straight on over. Wham, bam, thanks, ma'am, let's get back to work. This time I actually listen, though. I force myself to slow down. And in slowing down, I start to realise that the silences between words are just as important as the words themselves. In the story, people are touching and being touched. The word slut appears often, and that trips good neurons in my brain, causing my spine to start flickering with the early waves that will eventually turn into an orgasm. But the pauses are what really get me. Those tiny little moments when the story hangs in silence and my cunt clutches eagerly, fruitlessly, yearning for an extra burst of sensation. Instead of sliding the toy in and out, I let it sit there inside me, clit vibe perfectly positioned to hit the most sensitive part, inner arm clamped tightly against my G-spot, and I dissolve inside the story that I'm being told. Pinching my nipples and closing my eyes tight shut so I can better picture the characters and the positions and, oh yeah, this is weird, now the lips and tongue and teeth of the person telling it. The story itself is hot, but with this focus, what I care about is the words, the pace of them, the pauses between them, the volume, oh God, the volume of this person's voice as they growl hungrily into my ears and into the receptors that translate those sound waves into direct sensations in my cunt and on my clit. When I first considered trying this, my main considerations were about which story I should choose and who the narrator should be. But as I allow myself to fall deeper into that narrative, letting the pleasure in my own body be directly, physically linked to what comes from the storyteller's mouth, I realise that this is far more all-encompassing than that. I'm no longer just listening to audio. I'm feeling it. Not just imagining the fantasy, I'm embellishing it in my head. I find myself mentally urging the narrator to speak more quickly, turn up the volume, use short staccato sentences that force me to hover briefly on each teeny tiny precipice that represents one step more towards coming. As with every time I wank, I start to paint in details that haven't even been told to me. The narrator mentions a rock-solid erection. I picture it bright-lubed with pre-cum. They say that cock slid deep inside someone's cunt. I hear in my mind the wet, slick power of that stroke. Hands grip hips and I see fingers digging deeper into flesh than you could imagine, hard enough to leave dark, dark bruises. I'm adding in new characters now, new people to join in the action. Each brief pause in the narrative makes my heart hurt and my cunt throb with longing for further sensation. So I'm thinking, add more. More people, more words, more action. Don't just give me a cum shot now. Draw it out a little. I am so fucking close. I am populating my mind with characters from different stories, acts from my imagination and words that I remember growled from different lips in my long distant past. I'm touching the toy now, not fucking myself with it, just nudging it into an angle where I can maximise the feeling of the vibe on my clit and that neatly thudding plate right up against the inside of my cunt. I'm picturing that cunt getting ploughed by men I've had in the past, remembering the face of the guy who most recently screwed me and the way that face was twisted into a desperate expression of need as he picked up the pace and powered up the force with which he ploughed me, desperate to come. I'm selectively hearing the story now. My brain zooms in on bitch and slut and fucktoy, and my body responds to the volume and the buzz that accompanies each of those words. But in those moments of brief silence between sentences, I am ambushed by images from other fucks and fantasies past. A secretary bent over a conference table to be used by visiting colleagues. A belt hooked round my hips so someone can yank me more viciously down to the base of his cock. The spring of resistance when I try to sit down on a dick that's just slightly too fat and hard for easy entry. Five men lined up, tugging desperately at red, angry erections as they watch whoever's at the front of the queue pump thick, heavy loads of cum deep inside the willing ass of whoever is strapped to the table. We're on cum shots now, so fuck it. Let's go. Let's fucking go. The filthy words pouring from my phone keep that toy vibrating good and hard over and over. Brief pauses allowing me just enough time to whine and keen and hope there's more story to tell, because I am close, so close, so fucking close. I'm on the edge and using my left hand to hold the vibe against my G-spot while my right hand pinches my nipples. I'm allowing the story to wash into my brain, and as the characters gear up for their own orgasmic explosion, I treat myself to a montage of cum shots I've loved in the past. A previous lover grunting through gritted teeth as he slams it home. I'm gonna cum, squeeze that cunt nice and tight for me. Another letting loose a strangled as he pours thick spunk from the tip of his dick and in between the crook of finger and thumb on his right hand. Fantasy fucking with impossible quantities of jizz pumped over my face and into my eyes and dripping onto my tits where it's smeared around hard nipples with the tip of his still twitching prick. One guy shooting ropes of spunk all over my bare backside as another stands ready with a thick leather belt and a boner of his own and the cum trigger comment that so often works for me. The beating hurts more when it's wet. And that is how the waves start, with a flash frame fantasy of my own woven neatly into the physical experience of using someone else's words to wank. I ride these waves and the sound of this person's voice, allowing the toy to throb and thump inside me while I spasm and twitch around it. Just a little more, please. One more hit. One more buzz. Give me a few more staccato sentences and growled that's it and good girls, just to massage my aching clit through the final ripples and quivers and shudders, till I'm lying on the bed, naked from the waist down, weirdly wetter than I've been for a wank in many, many months. No longer craving sound, but shuddering in blissful silence as I slow my breathing and settle into calm and allow myself to thrill with wonder at the weird way I've just been fucked.